And a reminder, you're in tune at Radio Rainbow International, broadcasting on 6240 kHz in the 48-metre band shortwave. It's the free radio show from now until midday, and you're in tune with show number 35. All our usual features on today's show, 5 minutes of jingles, radio feature, and lots more. Getting us underway, the current number one, Madonna and True Blue. Great track that is to Madonna, the title track to the album, of course, and True Blue, and that's the current number one in the Top of the Pops charts. Kieran Murray with you on the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. In a matter of moments, we'll have an interesting piece of music to play for you.
It's a fast-paced, ever-changing, everybody loves you kind of life.
$15,000 in cash, and I'll take the 10th caller right
that we call free radio.
Up your... Wow, boy.
Constantly in a state of flux.
All the songs ever sung by Elvis are...
With new stations coming about every day.
For the Farrah Fawcett feel-alike contest.
Only Anorak UK keeps you up to date. They publish the most frequent report about free radio, the Anorak UK Weekly Report. Offshore, on land, shortwave, longwave, island, and afar. It's all for just 20p a week, which is a lot better deal than the 18p a day the Beeb charges. For a sample copy, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Hurry up, because radio just keeps on changing every minute. Anorak UK, Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Radio Rainbow International.
It most definitely is, each and every Sunday with 26240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. Now, if you want to write to us, don't forget our mailing address. We like to receive your comments on the program. We like to receive your reception reports. And if you have any good quality cassette recordings that you'd like us to feature on the show, you're more than welcome to send them to us as well. And don't forget, when you are sending tape recordings to us, our cassette recordings, to please state whether you wish to have the tape returned. Our mailing address here, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, in Ireland. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. Now, as I promised you, a special record to play on our show right now. This particular piece of music was used as a theme tune to a radio station. It's an Irish free radio station, and a little clue to the identity of the station. It's one of the longest running free radio stations in Ireland. And another further clue, the station is currently celebrating 20 years of broadcasting this month. Now listen very carefully, this is the station's theme tune. I want you to guess amongst yourselves what the name of the station is, and I'll let you know indeed after the record. Okay, here it is. yes, we had been looking for that particular record, or at least I had been looking for that record for the past 10 years, since 1976, and managed at last to get a copy, indeed, this week, courtesy of Heady Eddie. So many thanks indeed to Heady Eddie for that. The music, by the way, in case you didn't know it, I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably wouldn't know the name of it anyway, it's called Bula Bula, and it's by a group called Drifter Sound. The record was first published in 1970, and that piece of music is the theme tune to Radio Dublin, and older Free Radio listeners, and avid Free Radio listeners indeed to the show, may recall that a couple of years ago, the owner of Radio Dublin, Eamon Cook, used to come on the air and give all his glad tidings about the radio situation in Dublin and in Ireland as well, and that was the radio station's theme tune, which he used to play every Sunday at 1:30, but delighted, as I said, to have a copy of that single at last, and many thanks to Eddie for that. Just thought I'd give that a spin on our show today. You're listening to the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kHz in the 48-metre band shortwave, and this is Free Radio Show number 35. Coming up now, 5 minutes of jingles, and I think today on our 5 minutes of jingles we've got a nice varied selection for you. We have some Irish jingles, we have some English jingles, and we have some American jingles for the first time. Today we're featuring jingles from RTE Radio 2, a couple of jingles from Capital Radio in Dublin, a couple of jingles from 2CR, Two Counties Radio, the ILR station for Bournemouth, and WHTZ, Z100 New York Zoo Crew jingles and promos featuring some famous personalities. So here we have now the Free Radio Show, 5 minutes of jingles.
Radio 2 Weekend. You're tuned to Radio 2 with the music of today. Radio 2 FM. When you're on the road, we'll keep you company. Radio 2, your music and your friends.
your local station.
America's original. WHTZ. Z100. New York.
Shannon.
That's right.
There's Ross Britton.
I'm the one with the swirl on my head.
And they are Claire, Kevin, and Del.
Smell.
Wackos and weirdos and preverts and reverts and bimbos and bimbets there too.
But Nick
is all for you. At the Z-Morning Zoo.
Ooh, yeah.
The Z-Zoo in the morning. The Z-Zoo in the morning.
I'm butt naked.
In the morning, in the morning.
I'm butt naked.
On Z-100.
Hello, this is Sting, and you're listening to the Z Morning Zoo. Good luck.
Good morning from the Z Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you.
The Z Morning Zoo. On Z-100.
Everyone together now.
Get up with the zoo. Yeah, the Z Morning Zoo. Get up with the morning. Get up with the morning. Get up with the Z Morning Zoo.
Here's the lovely Kim Carnes.
Good morning from the Z Morning Zoo. Rise and shine with folks like you.
The Z Morning Zoo on Z100.
Serving the universe.
From the top of the Gorilla Building.
Z100 New York.
Radio Rainbow International.
Great stuff, isn't it? 5 minutes of jingles on our free radio show today, featuring jingles from RTE Radio 2, that's Ireland's national pop station, a couple of jingles from Capital Radio Dublin, when they were broadcasting a couple of years ago on 98FM, the main ID for Two Counties Radio, that's the ILR station for Bournemouth in England, and then a couple of jingles from the very popular Z100 New York Zoo Crew, that's the breakfast show, by the way, on that station in New York, and the call signs, by the way, are WHTZ, and featuring some jingles and promos there, and also featuring some famous personalities as well. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a sort of a breakfast-type program like that over here? How long will we have to wait when it comes? Anyway, that's our 5 minutes of jingles. Hope you've enjoyed it. Our radio station feature, next up, we'll be featuring Southside Radio, also ARD. That's coming up after Status Quo.
The best he can, you're in the army now. Oh, oh, you're in the army now. Now you remember what the draft man said. Nothing to do all day but stay in bed. You're in the army now. We'll be right back.
what a great piece of music that is too. Status Quo, and You're in the Army Now. It's time for our radio feature on the Free Radio Show. A quick reminder, by the way, that you're in tune to the largest shortwave station in Europe, and indeed the most listened to shortwave station as well. 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. Now, on our Free Radio Show today, which by the way is show number 35, our radio feature, we're continuing our look and indeed our listen at Irish Free Radio in the early 1980s. And we have a short extract coming up on our radio feature now from Southside Radio. Now, that was a station that broadcast from Shankill and later from the Dunlera part of County Dublin. And this particular recording was made on the 3rd of January 1982. And they broadcast on 300 metres medium wave. And if you listen very carefully, you'll hear the famous voice of DJ Andy Ruan, who later went on to join RTE Radio 2. And you'll also hear DJ Mark Jackson. Then we move over then to ARD. I think one of the final recordings I have, the most recent recordings I have of ARD, Alternative Radio Dublin, broadcasts, recorded rather, off 99 FM. Now, it was recorded on the 24th of January, 1982. And you'll hear an extract of the Al O'Rourke Show, the tail end of the Al O'Rourke Show. And Al, of course, went on to join Radio Carousel, and now he's back in Dublin again. And you'll also hear a couple of commercials from a famous DJ by the name of Dave C. Who's he? Well, he's got the best disco in town, and if you don't know what that's all about, you're probably better off. Now, our radio feature, Southside Radio and ARD Dublin.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
Memories from 1975, 40 minutes away from one, from Barry Manilow. It's Mandy. And after the break, John and Vangelis.
I'm Farmer Brown, the best in town. Get the crisps that are going round. They're fresh, they're crisp and full of goodness too. The crunch is sealed in just for you.
Farmer Brown crisps. Retailers, don't forget to order your Farmer Brown crisps from Nolan Food Brokers. Telephone 475666.
Don't forget Farmer Brown.
The difference is in the crunch.
It's past 1 o'clock. Thanks to Dave Fall for the Sunday Morning Magazine programme, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, from now till 3 o'clock, Paul Nicholas with you. And we're looking back on 1981, on the number ones of 1981. We have them all with us. And I think we might as well start off and play the first one. By choice. This one, made number one in February. On the 21st. Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face. Joe Dolce and Shut Up Your Face. 20 minutes past 1 o'clock, and that was number one in the third week of 1981. And just to recap, actually, the first number one in 1981 was Imagine from John Lennon. The second one was Woman from John Lennon as well. We'll probably play those two records last on the programme. There's something rather special about them, I think. We've just played Shut Up Your Face from Joe Dolce, and that was number one in February, from February the 21st to March the 14th, which is a couple of weeks. And then the next number one after Shut Up Your Face was Roxy Music. Do you remember it? What were you doing when this was number one? And this one's called Jealous Guy. It was the charts in February. In fact, exactly February the 21st. Got as high as number one, and it spent 11 weeks in the charts. 26 minutes past 1 o'clock here on Southside Radio, looking back on 1981 and all the hits. As you know, normally this is the Southside Radio hit list for this week. The first Sunday, the first week in 1982, we decided to look back. And we'll be playing every record, or any record that made number one in 1981. Absolutely. super. Right, the music and the program goes on as we finally settle into playing the number ones. The next one was in March, the 28th. That's for March the 28th. Jake and Stevens and this old house. Give you more info about it in a moment. Entered the charts on the 28th of March, made number one and stayed in the charts for 12 weeks. And that was number one from April the 18th right up till May the 9th when this particular record came along. Of course, Gideon Park had their own version of that. It's all the Beach Boys themselves, the Beach Boys medley. 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, you're very welcome along to the program. My name is Mark Jackson, playing the music for you. It's all about 8 o'clock this evening. It's about one of my favourite records around the moment. The American 100. Favourite shirts. From that smashing group called ABBA. One of us. 29 minutes past 7 o'clock on Southside Radio. Man that's doing very, very well in America, Al Jarreau. It's in a row from Cool and Gang, two brilliant, brilliant disco records. The title track from the album Celebrate, Celebration. And the current single, the brand new single from them, We'll Get Down On It. Both especially for Angie MacDonald in Bray. She loves them records. And of course she loves Alan as well. Have to put that in. In the Southside hit list, dropping out of the charts. Beautiful, beautiful single. Waiting for a Girl Like You. 7:47 on Southside Radio. Keeping the music slow for you. From the Bert Andrews.
Outside, we are the only one. SSR. You have made us the best. Outside radio, 300 meters, 1,000 kilohertz in the medium wave band.
No, there's two in a row there. One coming from Leslie Gore, the second one coming from The Angels. And you can take my boyfriend, Woody. Well, you can have him. On back to 1975 with Roy Wood and Wizard. And see my baby, Chai. I do believe that's dropping down the UK charts there, and you may be able to correct me or not. I think I'm right, because I was looking at Top of the Pops on Thursday night for the first time in ages. You see, I normally work on a Thursday night and I'm not allowed out, and they won't let me see it or anything. Anyway, just on the subjects of charts and number ones and things like that, guess what was the number one 15 years ago? He's presently got a chart success record. Guess what? I'll give you another hint. He has recorded with Olivia Newton-John. Still not got it. Oh well, Cliff Richard and...
in the morning, but we never R.D.
24 hours a day.
We are number one.
Andrew Sisters there was Bing Crosby, accentuate the positive. Let me tell you the answer to the quiz, which is the theme for the Dr. Finlay's Casebooks. And you know the clue now when I said, oh, hi, Dr. Finlay's Casebooks, an old television series. So quite a few of you got it right, quite a few of you got it wrong, strange enough. Our winner out of the hat is Kathleen Costello Clontarf. We'll be in touch with you about the details of your address, and you can collect a basket of fruit from the greenhouse, fruit and vegetable shop in Ballymun when we send you the voucher for the same. So that's about wraps it up for the moment. I'll be back with you 11 o'clock next Sunday, please God. It's 2:30 minutes to 12 o'clock. John Martin with the Country Show in a moment. Till next Sunday, from me, Al O'Rourke, my producer Liz Brown, good morning.
Well, Billy Joel Spears and What I Got in Mind. Well, it's kind of strange sitting here on a Sunday afternoon, but I bet you're kind of surprised out there, too. Well, it came as a surprise to me during the week when I was asked what I do another hour here on a Sunday, and believe you me, I didn't have to think about it a second time. But we're going to have a little competition later on in the program. Maybe about 12:15, I'll talk a little more about it. And we'll carry it through until our show tomorrow night. And well, I haven't quite made up my mind what kind of competition it's going to be, whether it be guest the singer, guest the record, or what. But however, not to worry. Here's a number from Mel Tillis, or the Tillis Brothers, and it's called Driving's in My Blood.
All in this week's Great Sunday Journal.
These days, everybody's talking about video films. And why not? It's the perfect way to entertain or be entertained. And when it comes to the best in home video films, Global TV and Ranelagh have them all. The Postman Always Rings Twice, Flash Gordon, The Long Good Friday, The Elephant Man, Superman 1, Cross of Iron, The Muppet Caper, and that's just a few. Get going to Global. Global TV, Ranelagh. Telephone 976-359. 976-359. Now, get going to Global. Now, the Star Video Club presents all original motion pictures in the privacy of your own home, starring all your old favorite films and some you haven't even seen yet. Drop into 149 Parnell Street, opposite O'Brien's Hotel, just 1 minute from O'Connell Street, and see our huge range of Betamix movies and our new extensive VHS department. Take home Scanners, Exorcist 2, Superman the Movie, The Exterminator, and many more. We have, without doubt, the biggest and best selection of films in Dublin, and you'll be surprised how inexpensive they can be. Join the happy home movie watchers. Get going to the Superstar Video Club, 149 Parnell Street, opposite O'Brien's Hotel. Telephone 728854. 728854. The Star Video Club, a picture paradise in the center of Dublin.
ARD, 11:43 a.m. and 99 FM.
And indeed, welcome back. You've just been listening there to our radio feature on the Free Radio Show today, featuring extracts of Southside Radio, which broadcasts from Shankill and also from Dunleary areas of County Dublin in Ireland. 300 metres medium wave, 1,000 kilohertz, recorded on the 3rd of January 1982. And some of the famous voices you heard there were Andy Ruan, DJ, and Mark Jackson, DJ. And then we feature the recording of ARD, Alternative Radio Dublin, 99 megahertz FM, and that was recorded on the 24th of January 1982, and included on the short extract there was DJ Al O'Rourke, and also a couple of ads, famous ads indeed, recorded by Dave C. So there you have it, that's our radio feature on our show for today. Next week we have another Free Radio Show news desk, and we also have radio feature and 5 minutes of jingles. And indeed, talking about news desk, today's news desk coming up after this. And this being the new single from Elton John, chartbound sound, is called Heartache All Over the World.
Got this really nifty, neat catalog from Anorax UK. Got the latest for every free radio enthusiast. Records, t-shirts, tapes, posters, great books on the history of free radio and videos, which is kind of dumb, seeing that this is radio, not TV. But it also features the famed Anorax UK medium wave loop frame aerial, which sucks in radio signals like a Tasmanian devil with a Hoover. Yes, sirree, Bob. A lot of stuff here in this catalog for every free radio enthusiast. Not bad at all. Personally, I think it's a load of rubbish. Not one Anorak in the whole bleeding catalog. I mean, I want a new raincoat, April showers on the way, send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and they send me a catalog full of free radio gear. Where's all the Anoraks? Anorak UK?
Send a stamped addressed envelope today to Europe's biggest free radio organization, Anorax UK, Box 539, Blackpool. Of course, if you need a raincoat, you're all wet.
Turn on all hit music.
Radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
Yes, sirree, Bob, and welcome back. Before that commercial there, you heard the current single from Elton John. It's his brand new single indeed, called Heartache All Over the World. The free radio show, show number 35, and it's Kieran Murray with you each and every Sunday morning here on Radio Rainbow International, the most listened to shortwave station, free radio shortwave station, 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. And right now it's time for our news desk, the latest news on the Irish and international free radio scene. Most of the news we have this week concerns the Irish free radio scene. Now, undoubtedly, the top story at the moment now is regarding the raiding of a station in Dublin called Kiss FM. And I just read you now a little extract from the Irish Times newspaper of Saturday, the 4th of October. And the story goes as follows. Gardaí and technicians from the Department of Communications raided the pirate station Kiss FM on Friday the 3rd of October and confiscated transmitting and broadcasting equipment, putting the station off the air. A spokesman for the Department of Communications said the station had been causing severe interference with fire brigade and ambulance frequencies. The raid was carried out on foot of a court order and equipment confiscated would be used in evidence in court, the statement said. So that's the official newspaper cutting. Apparently what happened was that the Gardaí and the technicians from the Department of Communications did, of course, raid the station, but apparently the reports we are getting was that they were very, very rough with the equipment, and apparently some of the equipment was broken as well. Now, also, the technicians, apparently, who were carrying out the raid, apparently took everything that was plugged in, all the audio equipment, in fact, even a heater that was plugged in. So a number of the DJs ran into the recording studio and immediately proceeded to unplug all the equipment there in the recording studio, and that meant that the recording studio was saved from having its equipment confiscated. Now, the station has made an attempt to try and come back on the air again, and even as we speak, they were trying to come back on the air again, but they received a second visit from the Gardaí and the technicians, and they were warned that they were not to come back on the air again. Now, this is definitely a fairly serious turn in the situation here in Ireland. Up until this, it seemed to be a free-for-all, but it seems that the authorities now appear to be getting rather tough, particularly with Kiss FM. Now, the reason behind that is a number of reasons. Some people are saying that the reason the Kiss FM were raided was because their FM link was interfering and mixing with a number of transmissions in the city centre of Dublin. Well, apparently the latest news we have is that the medium wave transmitter for Kiss FM, which was located in the city centre, in fact it was located near the North Star Hotel in Bosaris in Dublin, and apparently the medium wave transmitter for about 6 months has been causing severe interference to quite a number of telephone lines and quite a number of radio links and equipment, and in fact it also been causing interference to the fire brigade and at one stage to the local Garda station for that particular area of the city. It's a very, very built up part of the city, and not the best place indeed to have a radio station from an interference point of view. Anyway, the station was visited a second time on Thursday the 9th of October, and they were informed that they were not to come back on the air at all ever again. So we'll just have to wait and see and find out there what happens regarding Kiss FM. That's the news so far on that. Now, some real anorak news. Former Radio Nova breakfast show presenter Colm Hayes is due to begin work on Q102 shortly. Q102 had been due to take ex-Sunshine presenter Pat Courtney, but at the last minute decided to drop the idea. Pat now is doing a behind-the-scenes job at the station, and he is not heard on the air. Now, a new breakfast show presenter for Q102 is on the cards. Any further details on that, and we'll let you know. Now, Energy 103 have a new presenter. He's Steve Dean, and Steve works weekends, and he looks after reading the news on that station. Now, as I mentioned to you at the top of the show, Radio Dublin are celebrating 20 years of broadcasting this month, and they celebrate it with a look back at the music and news events of the 1970s. All oldies are being played on the station all this month, October 1986. The frequencies are AM 1188 kHz, FM 105 MHz, and shortwave 6910 kHz. Liberty's local community radio in Dublin have installed a new TX on 104.5 MHz FM. The output is 100 watts. They also transmit on 105.7, 105.9 and 106.2 MHz. And the AM outlet continues on 1035 kHz. Station manager, by the way, is Peter Madison. Now, continuing with some more news, in County Donegal, a station calling itself City Sound Radio has now changed its name to Nova 2. Transmissions are beamed across the border into Derry City in Northern Ireland. Now, the frequencies are 1323 kHz and on FM on 98.2 MHz. Now, still in Donegal, a new station has commenced transmissions from Letterkenny. The station is called Donegal Community Radio, and they're on 97.9 MHz FM and on 927 kHz on the AM band. The frequency and the quality is quite good, we're told, and the broadcasting locally is from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, Radio West in Mullingar have revealed that the aerial mast to their Athlone relay on 702 kHz was cut during the last week. Now, the matter, we're told, has been reported to the Irish police, the Gardaí. Sunshine Radio in Dublin are still promising Phase 3 of their broadcast. One of their catchphrases at the moment now is the phase that pays, and there are suggestions that Sunshine Radio will be telephoning people at random and you have to answer with a certain catchphrase. Now, if you answer with the word hello, well, the chance apparently of winning any money is lost. Now, Sunshine Radio have an additional AM outlet, by the way, on 846 kHz. They've just instituted that relay now, and as well as their usual outlet of 531 kHz. Now, finally, we don't often give news of BBC Radio, but we must mention BBC Essex on today's show. This radio station was somewhat controversial even before it began transmissions. They had been allocated 558 kHz AM, which, as we all know, is used by the offshore station Radio Caroline. Well, surprise, surprise, the British Home Office decided against giving 558 kHz to BBC Essex, but instead allocated them some three different frequencies on the AM band and three different frequencies on the FM band. Who says that there's a shortage of frequencies in Britain? Anyway, just for the record, the frequencies for BBC Essex are as follows. AM 729 kHz, 765 kHz and 1530 kHz. And FM, the frequencies are 103.5, 104.9 and 95.3 megahertz. By the way, their 103.5 megahertz outlet is using 12.5 kilowatt, and we think that 12.5 kilowatts is certainly very, very excessive for a so-called local station, but there you have it. That is the way BBC do things. Now, a reminder that if you have any free radio news, items of interest, or any interesting recordings you'd like to send along to us for inclusion on the show, you're more than welcome to write to us. Our address here, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland.
She says that you owe for toys. Stood by the bus stop with a felt pen in the suburban hell. And in the distance, a police car to break the suburban spell. Siren screams there in the distance.
blame the color TV.
Hi, this is Bob Gallico. I've revised and extended my Brekkie Bits tape, and it's now available from Anorex UK. Some of the best bits from 83 to 85 from the Brekkie Trekkie and the Breakfast Shows with Colm and John. Some Zoo Crew extracts, the best of my dramatic output, 60 Second Theater, and also including Mr. Telecom Iron Man. You can get it from Anorex UK, P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England. Price $6.99 Irish or $5.99 sterling. Bob's Brekkie Bits, the special edition, and the last.
Turn on all hits music.
Radio Rainbow International.
And by the way, if you want to hear Bob's Brekkie Bits, well, it's broadcast on Radio Dublin on Sunday afternoons on 1188 kilohertz AM. It's the free radio show on Radio Rainbow International. Literally, as I speak, I've just been handed a last-minute item of mail, which we should have included in the earlier part of the programme. It's from a gentleman by the name of Desmond Groots, and he says, date the 6th of October, and the time is 10:10. He addresses it to me at 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, and he says, thanks for the QSL card, the QSL report, here's mine. So many thanks indeed to you, Desmond, for sending that to us, and giving a mention on our show today. This is our final record on today's show. It's Howard Jones and All I Want. there he goes, Howard Jones and All I Want. That's all we have time for on our free radio show for today. Just listening, by the way, to show number 35. Thank you for joining us, if you've been with us for the past 60 minutes or so. Our usual invitation, if you want to write to us, send a reception report, send us a good quality tape of recordings of your favourite radio station. If you want to send us recordings of jingles, you're more than welcome to do so. But if you are sending tapes, don't forget to state whether you wish to have the tapes returned to you or not. Our mailing address here, the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. From me, Kieran Murray, bye-bye, and I'll see you next week, same time, same place in your dial.